1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show.
I'm going to bring on Colleen Kristen Brewster on The Phil Henry Show. Colleen Kristen Brewster is a she's a travel agent down in Laguna Beach, California. She's 28 years of age, and she'll tell you that she has the number one travel agency for the number one female-owned travel agency, isn't that right, Craig, for in the country. It's owned by Colleen Kristen Brewster. She's going to come on with us here and talk about being on the go and traveling and what it's like in the travel business these days with On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster. That is the name of your travel agency, Colleen, isn't that right?
That is correct, Phil. I want everyone to, when they have travel needs in the Southern California area, to give us a call because we really have a great time. On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster is still the number one travel agency in America owned by a woman, and we're very, very proud of that.
Now, we are talking today probably a little bit more about young women going. Do you have a singles cruise?
We do have a singles cruise. It is for women only. It's going to be taking place in June. The early part of June, we'll do three cruises to the Caribbean. And I think it's something that a lot of very active women are going to want to be involved in. Can I tell you a story? Because this is the reason why we're having this cruise. It illustrates, I think, Phil, why a lot of women should come on our singles cruise.
Go ahead.
First of all, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I'm an active professional woman. I get so sick and tired of people criticizing the fact that I am an active woman. I am active sexually. I do have... Or have had, more than one lover. I do enjoy men. I've always been active with my sex life, and I always will.
All right. I mean, this has something to do with your cruise.
Yes. One of the benefits, Phil, of having a very active sex life is being able to monitor your body. Guys like me, men like me, I don't think it's a crime. I enjoy my life. Also, because I have so much sex, and I'm very careful, I'm very protected.
Good, because I was going to ask you about that.
Absolutely. But one of the things that is a benefit having an active sex life is I'm able to monitor my own body. One of the real tragedies of denying any woman denying herself an active sex life is what happened to a girl that works for me. Her name is Sandy Ellis. And I know I said I wasn't going to use her name, Phil.
I really wish that you wouldn't use the name of someone whose private life you're about to talk about.
I know I said that, Phil. But you know what? This is really important for women to hear. Sandy Ellis is a travel agent with us. She's originally from South Bend, Indiana. I was with her having drinks at the Little Shrimp at Laguna Beach about 2 weeks ago. Now, we're active, we're young, we're on the go. I was explaining our business to her. And you know what? I'm going to go for it right here, Phil. I noticed a smell, and it was
You noticed a what?
As I was talking to Sandy.
What did you notice?
I noticed a terrible, terrible smell. I really thought it was the food at the next table. I thought it was something they brought to our table. There was a moment there I thought it might be my breath, since I'd been drinking coffee and smoking cigarettes all day. But then I realized that the smell was coming from this girl, Sandy.
The smell is coming from this lady. This is going to have something to do with your cruise, right?
It is, Phil, but it's really important because I'm talking about hygiene and the way women treat their bodies. And if we're able to monitor our bodies, i.e. have sex, have frequent sex, but make it protected, I think it's a good thing. It turns out...
Well, all right, so this lady, Sandy, smells.
Yes, and it was like the smell of B.O., but it was also something else. I don't know. It smelled a little bit like, and I don't want to be childish, it smelled a little bit like B-U-T-T.
All right, it smelled like B-O and what? I didn't hear that.
Like someone's rear end.
Like someone's rear end. Okay. You spelled out butt?
Yes.
All right.
So I asked her. I was in a position you never want to be too embarrassed, but I said, Sandy, you smell. And she asked, what does it smell like? And I said, you smell like someone's rear end, and that's when she ran to the bathroom and came back. Listen to this, Phil, and listen to how embarrassing this is. She has sex so infrequently that she had put a tampon in and forgot that it was there.
Oh, God. God, that is unhygienic.
Yes. And she's sitting with me, and I'm known around Laguna Beach, and she obviously was not very hygienic. Matt Siemens, who owns the 24th Street Gym and someone that I've been wanting to ask me out for a long time, he was on his way over to our table. The stench hit his nose. He turned around and he walked away.
Well, you can imagine this has got to be... Here's a girl. You're saying she had a tampon in there for how long?
9 days, it turned out. 9 days. We were really embarrassed, but I'm proactive. I make solutions. I am going to bring her along as an activities coordinator on our next singles cruise to the Caribbean. She'll meet guys. Hopefully she'll hook up, and if she forgets again, hopefully there's some guy that can find it for her. I just...
When you're talking about some guy that...
He looked like he was going to dry heave. That's how bad it was. The reason why I'm saying this, Phil, is I know there are many, many women in your audience that, for whatever reason, guys are not interested in them. And they don't get a lot of men interested in them. And so that part of the body isn't used enough.
All right.
You have to make sure that you don't have a tampon in there that you've left in there for days.
All right, so you're speaking...
I'm speaking specifically to the women in your audience. I'm really cute. I'm really popular. Men like to go out with me. I am active sexually, but not all women are good-looking. Not all women are really popular. And so they're going to sit there for days and days with a tampon that's still in because
they're not having sex, nobody's checking.
Right. And that's what happened to Sandy. We're taking her on our cruise. We're proactive. She's going to meet a guy, and she'll never have that problem again. Because if you have a guy who is your lover, you'll never forget there's a tampon in, because he'll always check.
Yeah, okay, all right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Colleen Kristen Brewster, the owner of On the Go with Colleen Kristen Brewster, which is a travel agency. She had a... The part that I don't like is using this girl's name, Sandy Ellis. She could sue you.
I'm doing it for her good. I'm letting everyone know that Sandy Ellis, in my travel agency, left a tampon in for 10 days, and she smelled like someone's B-U-T-T. Now, I'm sorry, Sandy, if I'm embarrassing you, but you'll thank me after we go on this cruise.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So I guess the point here is that the women that listen to my show probably don't get as many dates as Colleen Kristen Brewster, and as the result, may forget that they have a tampon in. So the only way you remember you're wearing a tampon is if you're
going out with a guy, and you are active, and he'll go, oh, you have one in. I'll go, okay. Here's the thing that I would ask a lot of women out there. Reach down, see if there's a string.
Okay, that's fine. Who booked this guest? I want to know. Just either one of you, raise your hand. Who booked Janice? You booked her because of this cruise, the singles cruise she's doing? Well, she's getting way off the beam here. We were going to talk about her singles cruise, and now she's talking about somebody in her office who left a tampon in for 9 days. Why? Because she's not as active sexually as Colleen. She never forgets she has one. 1-800-449- smelled like someone's B-U-T-T. 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Well, the comment is that the women in my audience are not attractive.
I don't think the women listening to your program are as active as I am, because they're listening to talk radio, and to sit and listen to the radio really kind of means you're kind of a little bit of a loser. And I don't mean to say, Phil, that...
Thank you very much, Colleen.
No, I don't mean to say that you don't deserve the audience you have.
No, thank you very much for calling my audience losers.
I'm saying that if you're listening to a talk show, you probably don't get a lot of dates if you're a woman, and you may forget that you have a tampon in. What?
No, it's fine. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. All right, all of you women listening to my show, you're so unattractive. Reach down and see if there's a string there. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Now, you're on the air here. Colleen Kristen Brewster is with me. You're talking about an employee of yours who doesn't have enough sex. That's why she left a tampon in for 9 days.
That is right, Phil. Sandy Ellis.
All right, well, you keep using her name. Don't you understand that she can sue you?
For what? What is she going to sue me for? I'm trying to save her life. And in many ways, I think I did.
No, wait a minute. She can sue you for saying her name on the air that she had a tampon in. It's called libel.
I don't understand.
All right, let me explain it to you.
I mean, how can you sue someone for telling the truth?
You can sue somebody for coming on the radio and saying their name. She's not a public personality.
Phil, I listen to a lot of radio shows where they mention people, and they say that they have small penises, or they say things...
All right, that's a lot of other radio shows. Those are personalities that they're talking about, you know, public personalities. Aren't you aware of libel law?
I'm sorry?
Are you aware of libel law and slander?
No, I'm not.
No, you're not. Well, guess what? You just libeled somebody on my airwaves, and you make me culpable. You make me someone who can also be sued because I allowed it to be published on my airwaves.
The fact that I said what? That Sandy Ellis kept a tampon in for 9 days?
Yeah, just right there.
Well, Phil, I can tell you, women who don't have...
No, do you understand what I'm saying?
Listen to me. Women who don't have regular sex like Sandy Ellis have completely let their bodies go. They're very unhealthy. They are very, very stagnant. And I think that ultimately what they're doing is they're really hurting themselves. You have to have regular sex. It is proven medically. Women who have regular sex are much healthier. Women that don't are dried up and tagged out and...
Okay, and leaving tampons in. Do you understand that you libeled this woman on my radio show?
You got to run that one by me.
Well, let me run it by you. This lady, Sandy Ellis of Lake Forest, you claim had a tampon in for 9 days. Now, I kept telling you to not talk about that.
Phil, a woman has to have sex at least 3 times a week to make sure that they don't have that happen.
Well, it's just obvious. I don't know whether that's true or not. I'm saying...
You have to. Otherwise...
Look, just forget about that. Sandy Ellis is a woman that works for you. She can sue you.
I wasn't aware of that.
You weren't aware of that. You weren't aware of that.
What is she going to sue me for?
For saying this stuff about her on the airwaves.
Well, if she sues me, I don't think that I can keep her in my employ.
Fine, you can fire her all you want, but she can sue you for a lot of money. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I don't... Well, I really don't understand.
You really don't understand. Let me give it to you straight. You came on the air on my show and said this woman is doing this stuff, okay? I don't want to keep repeating it. Otherwise, it's just going to get worse. She can sue you.
So I shouldn't have said she had a tampon in for 9 days.
No, you should not have said that.
And saying the name Sandy Ellis.
Yeah, that pretty much puts you in a ring or two.
Jesus.
Yeah.
What do you think I ought to do?
I think you ought to take it all back. I think you need to take it all back, say you were joking, say that Sandy Ellis is a great gal, she's a great worker, she has sex morning, noon, and night.
All right. Sandy Ellis doesn't smell like someone's ass. She is a...
No.
What?
You don't do that. Don't say that.
Don't say what?
Don't say Sandy Ellis doesn't smell like someone's ass.
What I'm doing, Phil, is I'm taking it all back, and I'm saying what a delightful girl she is. For a woman that smells like some... Well, no.
You don't say that for a woman that smells like someone's ass, she's a delightful girl.
Look at Phil. She's not going to sue me. If I hadn't told her she'd stunk, she'd be dead by now.
She doesn't know that, believe me. She's not going to appreciate that. She is going to sue you for libel. Now, if you're going to apologize, apologize.
All right, Sandy, I am very, very sorry. I didn't mean to say that you smelled like someone's butt. But you have to admit, the stench that hit Mitch's nose that night with...
No, you can't do that either.
What?
Just forget about references to the stench that hit Mitch's nose that night.
All right, Sandy. I think you're a great girl. If you use more deodorant, you'll...
Nope, that ain't it either.
I'm blowing it, huh?
You're blowing it.
Sandy, I think you're a terrific lady. I love you very much. You smell like...
Watch it.
You smell really good.
There, that's what I'm talking about.
For a woman that slept in a dumpster.
Okay, you see, you're sued, Colleen. You're sued, and I'm sued along with you. Wherever you are, Ms. Ellis, if you're listening to this broadcast, Colleen thought she was doing you a favor. Obviously, she was not, and as a result, we apologize, and we're asking that you not sue us. And I'm sure that Colleen would agree were we to let her back on the air, but I'm not going to do it. I'm letting...
Yeah!
What is that?
I fought my way off a hole. Now,
okay. I thought only Lloyd could do that. 1-800-449... Yeah! I fought my way off a hold.
I got it, Phil. I can change the name of the cruise to the Tampon Free Cruise.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. That's pretty funky. That's pretty funky. You know, I should have blown her up the minute I heard her let out with that. I'm supposed to be talking to her about a cruise, a singles cruise that's going to be taking place in the Bahamas coming up this summer, and she lets out with, Sandy Ellis smells like someone's B-U-T-T. The sickest thing I've ever heard in my life. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show, and these things happen. Don't forget, our website has 75 new audio clips on board. Let me tell you a little bit about some of the merchandising that we're thinking about. You know what? I can't even talk about this stuff now, thinking about Sandy Ellis smelling like someone's B-U-T-T, but let me just move on. What do you think about our own beer brand? Nah, I can't talk about it, man. I'm thinking about that string check. Reach down and check and see if there's a string. Janice, I don't want her on the show ever again. If she calls and she wants to promote some cruise, if she calls and she wants to promote some getaway vacation to Vegas, some turnaround, I don't want her on. Okay? Unbelievable. All right, what we're thinking about, Phil's beer... would be, now see, I'm thinking about yeast. Selling beer, that makes me think about yeast. Yeast makes me think about, oh my God. On the go. All right. Getting back to Phil's beer, now that thinks, makes me think about going to the bathroom. All right, look. How about if we just start selling shot glasses or something on our website? Now, we got a very cool thing that we're going to be unveiling here in a couple of weeks, just in time for Father's Day. See, our idea was to come out with quality merchandise. Now, when I say quality, you know what that means, don't you? It means it may cost just a little bit more. But you pay just a little bit more, you get a little bit more quality. Now, aren't you tired of being sold coffee mugs, T-shirts, and the like? Wouldn't you like something just a little bit more... something with a little bit more panache, shall we say? That's on its way, baby, on the Phil Henry Show website. P-H-I-L-H-E-N-D-R-I-E Show website. What?
I think she smelled like a perfectly clean pair of underwear in the...
Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On yesterday's show, Bob McGraw was on. He is a businessman who's looking to sell a coffee table book featuring the widows of the victims of 9/11, the widows of the men who died in the World Trade Center in thong bikinis and lingerie. All of that money raised from the sale of that coffee table book would go to a charity that he vaguely referred to as one that helps kids who get kicked in and pounded. Here's Bob McGraw.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
This is disgusting. This is absolutely disgusting. And you are a pig for even coming up with this idea.
Oh, so you say that you don't objectify women. No, ma'am,
you say that Playboy exploits them, but you don't.
Any woman, no matter what she looks like.
You've got to be kidding me.
How can you say that when we're letting the women, even if they're not good looking, be a part of this?
Even if they're not, you're going to do them a favor? You're going to do them a favor and let them take their clothes off, wear lingerie, because even if they're not good-looking?
That does not objectify them. That means any woman, regardless of how she looks, can get into lingerie, look sexy. The money goes to charities for kids that have been...
whole charity line, you are out of your mind. Famous women take off their clothes.
What woman wouldn't do this? Are you telling me if this was for children, you wouldn't take your clothes off?
Absolutely, without a doubt, no way. You are out of your mind.
You don't believe in helping children who've been victimized by domestic abuse?
I can help children a million other ways without doing this.
I want to ask a question of you, Bob. You said that there are ways of photographing these women without showing their face.
We have a way of hiding their faces. You can use some of the debris from the World Trade Center. You can use some of the...
Some of the debris from the World Trade Center?
Oh, my God.
You know something, Victoria? What we're doing is helping kids. What are you doing?
I volunteer for kids. I don't need to take
how
my clothes off or wear lingerie to help kids.
You see this book, and you will be on my phone the next day begging to be within the pages of this magazine.
Oh my God. You are so out of touch with women.
Is that right? You are so out of touch with them. I'm so out of touch with women that I could go to the newsstand right now and find reams of magazines showing them nude. That's how out of touch with women I am.
The thing of it is
you haven't gotten the clearance of these women. I'm sure many of them, if they heard this idea, would be disgusted.
I don't know. Where do you get off talking for them? All of a sudden, you know what they want?
Well, who do you think's closer to a woman's mind, me or you?
I think when it comes to a woman taking her clothes off, you better ask a man, not a woman.
Who's going to take the clothes off, the man or the woman?
A lot of these women, and I have not seen them, so I don't know, but I bet you they're nothing to write home about, and to have the opportunity to wear lingerie.
Wear lingerie after they lost their husbands in the World Trade Center.
You know, guess what? Women overall do not see themselves as sex objects as you do.
When you see a kid,
we're not necessarily looking for an opportunity to take our clothes off.
When you see a kid drooling at a table at McDonald's because his old man took a steel-toed boot to his head, you'll think twice about supporting my book.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
The voice there of Bob McGraw was performed by me and the lady. She thought Bob was a real guy. I'm Phil Hendry. It's the Phil Hendry Show here. 1-800-449-8686. When you hear those voices that are talking to the callers and they don't know it's a real guy, that's me. That's the show we do. What do you think of that? Pretty weird. Pretty different, huh? Well, we ain't going no place. Hey, by the way, I saw this just moments ago. Larry King having a candid interview with Jodie Foster. That's what it said on the TV. Larry King tonight at 9 will have a candid interview with Jodie Foster. And I thought, oh, you're going to ask her if she's gay. Is that? No, probably not. Huh, Larry? You have an intimate conversation, a candid conversation with Jodie Foster, Larry. You going to ask her if she's gay? Are you going to ask her if she's a lesbian? Just how candid a conversation are you going to have with her anyway? Larry, you're full of crap. No, you're not. I think you're tremendous. I really would wish that you'd say that to her, though. I'm Larry. Listen, Jodie, are you gay? That's how candid a conversation I'd like to see. You know, nobody's asked her that, have they? Jodie Foster and, well, Rosie O'Donnell. I guess all of these people were so bloody curious as to the sexual orientation of these people. Just come out and ask them. You know, we might as well. It's this unspoken, unasked question. These we restrain ourselves because we think we're being polite, and then we speculated about it all over the place in the paper the next day. Just bloody well ask the woman. Hey, Rosie, are you a lesbian? I mean, excuse me. Well, why would you ask me that? I don't know. There's a lot of rumors about it. I just thought I'd... How dare you? I'm sorry. I mean, I could... How dare you? Nobody's ever asked me that. No, nobody's ever asked you that. We're just all talking to each other about it at parties. The whole world is asking you, asking ourselves, is Rosie gay? But as soon as we talk to you, it's all, well, so how are the kids, huh? Tom Cruise, what a hunk, yeah. Jodie Foster, the same thing. Excuse me, Miss Foster, I don't want to, who are you? Well, it's not really important who I am, but I... Can I ask you a, well, sure, go ahead. Are you a dyke? I've never been more insulted in my life. You know, all right, I'm sorry. Are you a lesbian? I've never in my life been insulted. How dare you ask? Everybody's asking about it. Who is? Everybody. I've never heard the question. Oh, baloney. You can't leave me hanging out on a limb now. Everybody's asking whether you're a lesbian or not. Well, I've never heard that. All of my friends are very respectful, and I have a son. Do you like men? There's a lot of them that are my friends. No, do you like men? Do you go to bed with them? Will you please answer the question? I will not. How dare you? Call my security. Have them thrown out. And then the next thing you know, you got a face full of asphalt out in the parking lot outside of some producer's home, outside of some producer's big kidney-shaped pool. Unbelievable. Why can't you just come out and ask the question? Why can't you do it? What? What do you want, bud?
Mr. Hall had a question for you.
What?
Mr. Henry?
Yes.
Mr. Hall wanted to ask a question to you.
What?
Are you gay? See? How do you like the...
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Julia Roberts apparently is receiving some criticism 2 days after the Academy Awards. Some Hollywood insiders think the Pretty Woman's Oscar speech was pretty disrespectful. Apparently, Julia Roberts presented the award for Best Actress, we all know. She had openly campaigned for Denzel Washington to win the award. She made no secret of being overjoyed when Washington won. Remember, I made a comment on that right here. On Monday, I said she was hanging off the guy. He looked very uncomfortable. He looked like, "Will you get this white woman off of my neck? She's breathing all that freaking clam sauce all over me. Get her off of me." She's hanging on him. She's, you know. We have a right to these opinions. Her movies, great. Her, she's a real, real irritant. Just looking at that kisser and listening to what she's got to say, just shut up and give the award. You're really bugging us with the big teeth, and you love your life. Hey, great. You know what? We don't really love our lives all that much. You want to know why? Because some of the movies you make really stink, and we got to sit through these things because, you know, you're a good actress, so you suck us in with, like, the Mexican, and the next thing we know, we might as well be in Mexico. Some Hollywood heavyweights feel she should have kept her emotions a little more in check. We all know how she feels about Denzel, said one source. We saw her legs up in the air at that party last year when he was on top of... No, I'm just kidding. But the Oscar ceremony was not the place to show it. It was just disrespectful to the other nominees as well as their fans. Kind of is, isn't it? And nominated are Denzel Washington and Sean Penn. Okay, come on, Denzel. Come on. Denzel, yeah, Denzel won. Didn't want that freaking retard to win it. Didn't I? There's like two guys that are retards nominated this year. Don't want that. We got the nutcase and that retard. The reason why she didn't want Russell Crowe, apparently the Hollywood gossip is because Russell Crowe picked her up at a bar last year, took her home. You know, his rear end went up and down about four times. Then he just dumped her there. And that's the last time he ever saw her and never called her. So she's just all bummed out about that. But that's an ugly, ugly rumor, and I'm sure it didn't happen. Roberts is also getting razzed for making a joke that fell flat because she seemed to have mixed up some names. Yeah, remember when she said, I'm glad Tom Conti isn't here? Now, Tom Conti's an actress. He's an actress. No, Tom Conti's an actor, isn't he? But she meant Bill Conti, who was the orchestra leader last year. And the reason why she was glad that he wasn't around is because he's the guy that waved his stick. It's his job to tell the actors to shut their big fat traps, take their nude little gold statue, and get out of there. So he waved his stick at the great Julia Roberts, and apparently that was too much for her to bear because she had so much more to say, and it was all so fascinating. Of course, Halle Berry was way more interesting when she held onto the statue and screamed like she saw a mouse. When she said Tom Conti, everyone looked at each other. What did Tom Conti do to Julia, they said. And then everyone realized she meant Bill Conti, and there was laughter as if to say, oh, Julia's made another dumb mistake. Robert's spokeswoman could not be reached for comment because she was so embarrassed she'd locked herself in a closet at the office and wasn't answering the phone. All right, there you go. There's news from around the entertainment world. Here is Bobby on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I listened to your intro, and I had something to comment about Jodie Foster.
Go ahead, man.
I'm laughing so hard from your intro with Julia Roberts. I'm sorry, I can't bring it up.
You can't bring up what? Your lunch?
I'm sorry.
Well, what was the whole thing about Jodie?
Well, Jodie Foster and, you know, asking her the questions on the Larry King live show and stuff.
Yeah.
I think I'm pretty sure that you know, but maybe some of your audience doesn't know, that a lot of the questions are rehearsed. And
what's rehearsed?
When she said that she wanted to go on the Phil Hendry show and her manager said, no, Phil Henry's going to put me on and ask me everything. Well, what would you like to go on?
Hey, Bobby, you're a very unfunny fag.
No.
Bye. All right, 1-800-449. I had no idea. I might as well have been listening to Julia Roberts. By the way, that was Julia Roberts wearing a man's suit. All right. What the hell was he talking about? He was trying to just spit it right out, man. Oh, I take it you didn't like what I said about Julia Roberts? Well, let me just finish out the show with more things about Julia Roberts. We all have a threshold. I'm just speaking for the average person out there. We got a threshold for their bullcrap, okay? We hit it with Julia, and Halle, she used up a lifetime's worth on Sunday night. That's it. That's the only bullcrap you get, Halle. That speech, that's the last we ever want to hear from you. Just keep acting, doing more movies. Just don't say anything else publicly. Because you used up all of your karma, man. I think they ought to have Julia Roberts host the Oscars now. Honest to God, I think every year she should come out and get all pissed off and jump up and down and wet herself. Here's one of the things that you can do, and correct me if I'm wrong, if anybody else has a better suggestion. There are four-wheel drive vehicles that you can get up onto the stage there at the Kodak Theater. Now, what you do is you get some of that twined metal strand cabling. You hook that to the back of any four-wheel drive will do, as long as it's got four low, and then you make a loop out of the other end of it, and you throw it around the neck of the person, and you just slowly drive off. Tell me that, you go ahead, just go, be honest with me, tell me that you wouldn't want to see Julia Roberts slowly dragged off the stage with a piece of metal cabling around her neck. Not really fast, just slow. Just very slow. Anyway, our number is 1-800-449-8686. Here is Clay on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Clay?
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead, sir.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Who are the we that you are that are upset about Julia Roberts when you mentioned that she's making you all very upset?
All of us.
Yeah, the us. Is there more of you?
Yeah, that's all of us.
I think she's a great actress.
I didn't say she wasn't.
Oh, okay. I thought you mentioned that after The Mexican she gave us a bad movie.
Oh, she's spit out plenty of bad movies.
Right. You panned Conspiracy Theory earlier.
Oh, it's horrible.
No, it isn't.
Oh, Conspiracy Theory was horrible, Clay. Yes, it was. You just don't have any understanding or taste in movies.
Well, I don't want to call for the Julia Roberts fans out there.
Well, I'll tell you what. She's done some really bad movies, and she's done some fairly good movies. But you know what? She's really uninteresting when she opens her mouth off the movie set.
Well, that may be true.
Oh, that is true. Take it from me, brother. All right? But I did like that, what's the thing she bawled her way through? My Best Friend's Wedding? That was good.
Actually, I hadn't seen that.
Oh, okay. Well, you should. It's the only really good movie she's done in the last 10 years. All right. Here is Tim on the Phil Henry Show. Tim?
Hello, Phil.
How you doing, man?
All right. How's it going?
Good.
No, you just made a comment about that feminine-sounding guy a minute ago.
The what is that?
The feminine-sounding guy a minute ago you called a fag.
Yes, sir.
Well, the fact that you guys are talking about the Oscars and Julia Roberts movies.
Listen to this guy. He's got to listen to himself again. It wasn't bad enough the first time. He's got to play it back. Look, man, if I got to hear from the gay population in Houston one more night. Yeah, I'm talking about Julia Roberts and the Oscars movies. Okay, maybe I do like a taffeta gown and wear a nice little tiara with a kind of a nice big stone in the middle of it. Does that make me gay? All right, maybe it does. You know, I kind of put on those long gloves. I go out in the evening, you know. I can do it, man. I go natural sometime, most of the time with a little makeup. Getting back to Julia Roberts, okay? What a dyke. 1-800-449-8686. Jodie Foster, now that's a very feminine woman. What?
Mr. Henry, are you gay? Because I wanted to...
Get out of here with the question, okay?
But you're the one talking about a Julia Roberts movie.
Yeah, I already heard from Houston on that. That's right, man. Anything else? Anybody got anything else, baby? Because we got another about a minute here in the hour. Come on, lay it on me. You're right. I'm talking about Julia Roberts. She was on the Academy Awards the other night, bugging everybody half to death. So come on, give it to me. Let's go. Houston was kind of half loaded, man. I mean, they came with only half of that gun loaded up. He got out about one word, and then he turned his radio up to listen how it would sound in the 7-second delay. Boy, that's what I call wit. Hey, is it true? And then you turn the radio up. Hey, is it true? Yeah, there you go. That's how it works, Clem. That's that 7-second delay is what it's called. So you can crank it up and listen to yourself sound like an asshole one more time. Here is Keith on the Phil Henry Show. Keith?
I am so happy to hear someone else who does not like Julia Roberts.
Okay, thank you. And that's the entire gay population of Tucson. So there we go. 1-800-449-8686. No, I don't like her. So there you go. I'm going to talk about it again tomorrow and the next day and the next day. I'm going to run her right out of Hollywood, man. We're going to vote her right out of Hollywood just like freaking Survivor. And that's another funny guy that they didn't have back this year, Steve Martin. That was his joke. What, couldn't we hear more of those? Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com.